Blog Talk Radio.
Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart. And we must trust him and know that he will do just that. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry, our ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our scripture read is, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Well, before we begin our show tonight, I want to make a quick announcement regarding I got some information from one of our widows, and I'm going to, let me go ahead and go back to, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. New COVID health advisory. I'm not going to read all the details, but if you notice that as you go into the supermarket and other places, you're seeing more people with their masks back on, well, we have to continue to be careful because there is another COVID Omicron out there. And I am not going to go in detail, but I'm not sure. The CDC has not announce anything, but we have to be very careful and just knowing that it's your option whether you want to wear a mask or not. But when you're in a large crowd, sometimes you might want to consider, because the virus, you know, this coming season is getting going to be entering to fall. It's going to be cooler, and then there's all going to be a lot of germs. And kids also bringing germs home from school. So we have to be very careful who are some of us who have other things that will cause us to become ill. So just be careful and be mindful of your surroundings. And I'm just going to leave it as that. because, like I said, I noticed that when I'm going into the supermarket and other places, I'm seeing more and more people are wearing the mask. I don't want to go back to the mask again. I really hated it, but I'm hoping that it won't get bad again, that we won't have to go back there. Just keep be in prayer that we won't have to. So just wanted to let you know, be careful and just be on the watch out and listening to different information so you'll be aware and take the right precaution to help yourself from becoming a part of whatever is out there spreading, whatever germs are out there. But anyway, well, let's move on to last week I spoke about run like you are in the race of your life. Well, and I'm going to talk about Paul. Paul was a runner, and he never stopped running since he got on the road of Damascus. And he kept doing God's will until the end. But we're going to have an event this coming Saturday, the next chapter of Widows Ministry. We're going to have a walk. And I have Linda Grant on. I'm going to bring her on in a few minutes, and she's going to talk about the walk. And I hope that you will be a part of that walk and support us. It's a fundraiser, and she's spearheading it, and she'll talk more about it. But I also want to just go back and over a couple of things, which ties in to this race that we have, this run, the walk that we have in this coming Saturday. Well, just like I said, the scripture is 1 Corinthians 9:24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. So run that ye may obtain. Well, as Paul continued to talk about in the scripture, every believer is in some kind of race. And you may not have been awakened onto the race that you are yet to receive. Perhaps the race hasn't yet been revealed to you. God has his own timing to reveal certain things to us. I've received mine already. And maybe you have received yours already. And you are doing God's will. But maybe some of you are still waiting for God to give you that information that you need, give you that vision that you need to do. The fact remains that God has a specific plan for every individual. Yes, we have a purpose in life. And you see, runners have one thought foremost in their mind, is the finish line. And on Saturday, we're going to have a finish line, but we're going to sort of let you have the option of how many miles that you want to take. But there is a finish line. Paul tells you to run your spiritual race with all your might, keeping your focus on the goal. The divine call on your life as God has revealed it to you, if he has revealed it to you already. You may ask, how long am I supposed to keep running and trying to reach my God's giving goal? The answer is until you obtain what God called you to do. Keep on running. So I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to put a pin in it to know that whatever God has for you to do, run like you are in the race of your life. Do it well, and do it with compassion and dedication and determination. So Linda, I'm going to let you come on and talk about your the walk that we're having on this coming Saturday.
Okay. Thank you, Mary, and good evening, everyone. Mary, I just want to say that you did a great introduction to the spiritual benefit of walking. And you will also know, I want to encourage you that there are so many healthy benefits of just walking as well. And with that in mind, excuse me, the next chapter, Widows Ministry, Walking for Widows fundraiser, will take place on this Saturday, the 19th of August. And ladies, this is our final appeal to ask for your support. And you might wonder, how can I help? Thinking that maybe I can't walk, but you can still come and have your presence there. Or you can come, bring someone else to walk. Also, you can, if you can't come or send a representative, you can send a donation by means of our website. Or you can even buy a special T-shirt, which is a special design by Brenda Newsom, one of our next chapter, well, our newest T-shirt will be on display as well. So, ladies, we need your support. We need your support because we all will be able to benefit from this fundraiser. Just as we said, your spiritual benefits, we're in this race together, as well as your physical benefits of healthy walking. The walk will take place at the Village Park, which is located at 750 Fairview Road, Ellenwood, Georgia. The registration time is 7:30, and there is a $10 registration fee. But this registration fee will include raffle tickets for some great prizes. It will include healthy snacks and water as well. So, 7:30 registration, 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. We will be posted at Pavilion 1 for the next chapter, Walking for Widows fundraiser. So please, please come out. There will be good fellowship. There will be music, gospel music, and just come and support this cause, this fundraiser, and be blessed. We just want you to know that this is an invitation to help the Widows Ministry meet our financial fundraiser goal for the celebration of the 20th anniversary. So come out and let this be a healthy way to start your day. If you have any more questions about this walk, feel free to call Mary, and Mary can shoot me any other questions. But I promise you it will be a blessing for you to come out, join us for this walk on Saturday, 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock. So I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you and be blessed.
Linda, if I could ask you to just tell them one gift of the raffle. It's going to be a raffle.
Okay.
It's going to inspire them.
I'll give them a couple of motivations for this walk. I'll be giving out raffle tickets for registration, a raffle ticket for each lap, and you can do one lap around, two laps around, or three laps around. And for each lap, you'll get a raffle ticket. Our prizes will include a 10-speed bicycle, four gift certificates to Chick-fil-A. Let me see. We have a tent, a camper's tent that will hold 4 to 6 people. And you may know of a family if you don't have a use for it. But it is a very nice tent valued at least about $200. So it's very nice. We also have three folding carry-out chairs for your yard events as well. So we have at least 10 very nice prizes to motivate you to get walking and get your raffle tickets.
Now, those are some nice gifts for raffles. Just for a $10 registration fee, and get a raffle ticket, and you get one of those prizes. You might win one of those prizes. Well, it's worth coming. Just get the prize if you didn't come to walk. So I want you to come out there. And guess what? The weather's going to be cooler. It's going to be no rain.
Oh,
yes, I looked
great,
at the weather before, and no rain throughout now into the weekend. And there's no rain. And the temperature is going to go into the 80s. So we won't have that 96 to close to 100. So we're going to have just imagine a cooler morning. It's the best time to walk is early in the morning.
Yes.
And so you don't have to worry about, oh, it's going to be too hot. No, it's going to be perfect for us this coming Saturday.
Yes.
And normally we were going to begin meeting again on, it's always the third Saturday. And this is the third Saturday. So this is, instead of meeting at my home, we are meeting at the, what's the name of that park again, Linda?
Village, the name of the park is Village Park in Ellenwood on Fairview Road. You can Google it if you can't remember. That is 750 Fairview Road, Ellenwood, Village Park.
Yes. So you're going to have a perfect cool morning to walk and might get one of those great prizes. And like I said, we're going to have, she said, we're going to have water and a few other things. You know, you don't
light
have
light refreshments.
It's light refreshments. So don't take time to eat breakfast. Just come on, because we'll have a little or not something to last you until you get back home. So there's no excuse. I know many of you are walkers. So come out. And don't say, oh, it's too early on a Saturday. No, it's not too early. It's the best time, 7:30. That's the best time. I have I had several people to text me today and ask me, when do I need to go online and register? I said, no, you come on by 7:30 and you can register, and we'll be ready to walk at 8. And so that's, I'm excited about it because I like walking. I'm going walking in the morning.
Yes.
Because it's not going to rain and it's going to be cooler, I'm going to go walking. Then when I come back, I'm going to go to an exercise class. Yeah, I'm trying to keep these bones moving so, you know, I can don't have to, you know, have walkers and all that stuff. I want to keep doing just the way how God has me right now, to keep on moving these bones and these arms and these legs. So the more that you're out there, the more that you will continue to have a healthy body. So please support us there. And I want to also talk about our anniversary. We want to go back and talk a couple of minutes about Paul again, because we want to use this race as an example of how Paul, you know, Paul never stopped running. He kept, you know, once he was convicted of what he was doing wrong, he became very dedicated and compassionate about what God wanted him to do. He kept running the race. He never stopped. I mean, until the end of time, until, you know, he died. So he never gave up. So when you come out here this coming Saturday, I mean, keep walking. Don't give up. Keep those bones moving. Keep those legs moving. Don't give up. Don't give up on life, and don't give up, say, oh, I can't do it. My leg aches or whatever. No, get out there and let's keep on running like Paul did. And also spiritually, in a spiritual level, we must do what God asks us to do. Be committed finishing that race that God wants us to do. And like I say, sometimes the race will never end until he brings us, he takes us up to heaven. But look at the reward that you're going to get. You're going to get reward on Saturday, and then you're going to get really the best reward ever, being in the heavenly bound with God. So just knowing that it's a good purpose in all of this. But I want to talk about our anniversary. Now, some of you have registered and paid your and got your ticket. The ticket is $30. We really need the rest of you to please go online. You can call me, write a check, You can do Cash App, or you can go right online. And it's so easy. You can really purchase your ticket or make a donation in a matter of like more than 5 or 6 minutes. So it's real easy, simple, and it's secure. I have had so many people that are doing it now, but I need you all that have not purchased your ticket. Please go online, because this is going to help us to be able to pay for the venue. That's the purpose of these tickets, and also paying for your breakfast. And it's going to be a nice breakfast on our anniversary. So we have really a nice program for you, as well as the food. So please go on and purchase your ticket now, if possible. And just knowing that it's, even if you're unable to come, that's one way you can, you ever heard of paying it forward? That's mean you can pay it forward for someone else that's not unable to come. So I am keeping a record of anyone that is not able to come and paying for, you know, purchasing a ticket. And someone I see that might have a hardship, then I will pay it forward to that person. So just knowing that you will be helping in some way. And really and truly, we want you to really do a great donation for us to be able to raise. I know some of you saying that, oh, $20,000, what do they think they're going to do? You know, God has all powers in his hand. And we're going to ask for more than what? We don't want to ask for $10. We want to ask for $20,000, 20 years of service to doing God's will. We're going to ask for it all, and we're going to believe in it. If we don't get it, he's going to find ways for us to continue to get funding and also resources for you in this ministry. So don't throw the negative out saying this is impossible. It is not impossible. All things are possible if we believe, if we only believe. So I'm believing that God is a way maker. Just like Sinek, God is a way maker. Yes, he's a way maker in so many different ways. So we're going to believe and stand on his promises that this is going to happen. And if we don't meet, and I'm not going to say if, we're going to make this goal. I know someone out there that has money. God has all. God has ways to make it happen. So we got to believe. But we need your support. Now, what you can do also, ask someone. If you are unable to make the amount that you want to donate, you have kids. You have neighbors or whoever, and just ask them for $10 or $20. You're with the Widows Ministry, and we're having our 20th year anniversary, and could they support the ministry? There's a whole lot of people who give, when especially when they know what you're asking for. So it's very easy to get some sort of donation, and just go online. It's very easy. And like I said, if you have any question, you feel free to give me a call for with any kind of question, and I will walk you through it, because it's really simple. And then if you don't want to pay that way, we still have Cash App, and you can send me a check. We deposit it in our account, we're still going to get credited. So just knowing that you have all those different ways to do that. And like I say, I am very happy to see that a lot of our seasoned widows that have has been with us since the very beginning, they're not always active in the ministry because of different reasons, but they still support the ministry. I have received large amount of donations from those ladies, and I'm so thankful that they still know that, you know, that the ministry did help them. And they want to pay it forward. And that's what we want to do, pay it forward. Pay it for the next person who's coming in. There's always widows out there. And you hear them. You have them at, you have widows, you hear about losing their spouse at the church, neighbors or whatever. So when you do that, you're helping others, just like you're being helped. So I just wanted to emphasize that we really and truly need your support in all of this. And if you would go ahead and purchase your ticket as soon as you can, it's $30. And that's included for the breakfast and also helping with the vineyard. And it's a beautiful place. And we'll talk more and more about the location is in Philadelphia. It's on the flyer. I sent everybody a flyer. And I also sent a flyer regarding the walk that we're having. You just have to go back into your text and look at it. But it's all there. And it's right. By the way, it's on the website. If you go to our new website, the website is Next, not the. It's Next Chapter Widows with an S .org. Next Chapter Widows with an S .org. You Google it and it pops right on up. I mean, immediately it pops up. And you can go to, it'll show, go to events. And when you go to events, you will see the flyer that Linda just spoke about. And also the information as far as our 20th year anniversary. But we want you to help us run this race like Paul has. Don't be like there are people that are a casual runner, a lazy with lazy attitude, and they don't look for the prizes. They just go with the flow and just, you know, not trying to set any type of goal. But we want you to be energized with this walk and help us to run it. And let me see what else I wanted to say. And run this race like you would be running it like an Olympic our Olympic race, and that's what we would like for you to keep that in mind. Your attitude must be, I am going to run this race, I am going to win, and I'm going to win one of those raffle tickets, you know. I want to win one of those things that Linda is talking about. Well, whoever is the, you know, when you won't know until you come and see whether you're going to be a winner. I am going to live my whole life missing out on what God has for me if you don't run the race. No matter what inconvenience I endure, what price I have to pay, or what adjustment I have to make, I am going to faithfully run my race so that one day I can obtain the prize. And what that prize is, the fulfillment of God's call on your life. And that is all I have for tonight. Linda, there's anything that you want to end this talk show?
A final comment is, as Mary said, I have been amazingly surprised by just asking people to support the widows ministry, that people are freely making donations. We have not because we ask not, and I just thank God that by asking, you will be surprised as well. When you let them know that, you know, you are a widow and that the ministry itself is impacting and making a difference in other widows' lives, you will be surprised by just making that known and asking. People are giving donations. So be encouraged. We're gonna reach the goal of this $20,000 with everybody pitching in. So thank you and be blessed.
Thank you, Linda. And I will see all of you on Saturday, I hope. I have a lot of people called in tonight, and I hope that you will all be there on Saturday and help us to run this race together. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this evening. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for what Linda has put together. to raise funds for our anniversary, and we know that you will be there. You will help us to run this race like Paul said, run like you are in the race of your life. We're gonna do just that. We're going to support this ministry, Heavenly Father, in the way that you want us to do in order to embrace other widows and others who have lost a special loved one who's going through the journey of grief and needs your help and your guidance and your protection. We just thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In the mighty name
thank
of Jesus.
You.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Have good night, everyone.
Yes. Have a good night, everyone, and see you on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.